Blessed Sandra Sabatini was born on August 19, 1961, in Riccione, Italy. Now, she was baptized the day after her birth on August 20, 1961. When she was 4 years old, her family moved to the city of Rimini to be part in the parish run by her uncle, a Catholic priest. She developed a love for the Lord while she was still a young child, and she often carried a single decked rosary in a small hand. Recalling her when she was 7 years old, one camp leader said, "Often, I watched her when she entered the chapel alone, with a doll in one hand and a rosary in the other. She knelt in the last pew and bowed a little head. She stayed there a little, then she went out and happily rejoined the group." While she was still in elementary school, Sandra was sometimes found in contemplation before the tabernacle, even in the middle of the night. She rose early, early in the morning, perhaps in the dark, to meditate alone before the Most Holy Sacrament, before others arrived in the church, her uncle Father Giuseppe Bonini recalled. The first day of the year, from 1 to 2 at night, she stayed before Jesus in adoration. She loved to pray, sitting on the ground, as a sign of humility and poverty. Now, besides doing well in school, Sandra liked to paint, play the piano, and run track. As a teenager, in 1974, she began to attend the meetings of the Pope John 23rd Community, a youth group led and founded by the servant of God Donna Rist Benzi. Inside, she crowned her vocation of service to neighbors in need by engaging in various charitable activities. Now, in 1974, she took part in a trip to the Dolomites, a mountain range in northeastern Italy, where teens accompanied people with disabilities. The time spent in nature and helping those with disabilities left a big impression on Sandra, who told her mother after the trip, "We broke our backs, but those are people I will never abandon." Now at 17, she met Guido Rossi, who was also part of the same youth group, and the two started dating the year after. For their first date, Sandra brought Rossi to a cemetery so they could visit the graves of people who had been forgotten. They attended the John 23rd Community's youth group together. 4 years into their relationship, Sabatini wrote that dating was something integral with vocation. According to Guido, he described Sandra as being humble, reserved, and a true lover of life. She had a particular sensitivity for the sufferings of others, not only as an ability to accept, but above all, as the will and courage in facing and supporting the choices of sharing. She was deeply attached both humanly and spiritually by the mystery of joy and pain, of life and death, which only finds a solution in abandonment to the Lord. And this thought about death was not really typical for someone of her age. Now, for those who had known the couple, it was hard to believe that the two were even dating, as they both spent their free time in the midst of those who were in need. And it was this way of living that intensified and made their union grow. "It's shameful to say this, but we kissed a few months after we got together," said Guido in an interview. Perhaps the underlying reason why he fell in love was the idea of purity that transpired from her personality. "Her relationship with the Lord attracted me to her. Unlike her, I was a bit of a brainy character. For me, the Lord was a God to be at a distance from, an object of anguish and research, of reflection, while for her, he was a father to whom she could entrust herself in joy and let herself be embraced. For me, it was something tied to the mind. For her, it was something tied to the heart. So she opened herself totally to the Lord." Now, her friends also remember her for her joy, and what was the secret of her joy? In part, her joy depended on her character, but above all, on the depth of her continuous search for union with the Lord, being one together. It was not just the mind at stake, but all of herself, her whole life. This unity was the source of her joy. Now, she felt that a life of good Christians, made up of morals, balance, and opportune choices, was not enough. The Lord is the God of our life, and only feeling completely in Him gave her peace and joy. Once, she wrote to Guido on a small bag of chocolates, "Man, in reality, is a modest creature and becomes great only when he gives up pride and becomes one with God. A separate drop from the ocean is of little use, but staying in the ocean has its part in supporting the bulk of a ship. We have to fight until our whole ego is annihilated and we are absorbed into the infinite. We must stand before God empty-handed every day." Now, she never gave up her commitments with the poor, not even for the medical exams. In her bag, she always had a book to study and a booklet of the Liturgy of the Hours. In August of 1979, she became engaged to Guido, and after finishing high school in 1980, she enrolled in the Faculty of Medicine of the University of Bologna. Now, at the beginning of the 1980s, the Pope John 23rd community opened a therapeutic community in Igea Marina, dedicated specifically to assisting those with drug problems. Sandra immediately gave a willingness to dedicate herself to this service of charity, showing generosity and, at the same time, uncommon maturity in contact with drug addicts, to the point that during the summer holidays, she moved to the community to carry out full-time service. On April 29, 1984, while on her way to a meeting of the community, she was involved in a serious road accident near Igea Marina. She was rushed to the hospital, but her condition immediately appeared desperate, and she died a few days later, on May 2, 1984, at the age of 22. Now at the funeral, Father Benzi said, "Sandra has done what God sent her for. The world is not divided into good and bad, but into who loves and who doesn't love. And Sandra, we know, loved very much." Now Sandra Sabatini was declared venerable by Pope Francis on March 6, 2018, and a miracle received through her intercession was confirmed in October of 2019, which paved the way for beatification on October 23, 2021. Blessed Sandra Sabatini, pray for us.